Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this week we'll be chatting with Cooper Ludwig about 2D animation, his band Handsome Grandson, and more on our new episode. In today's episode, we have my close friend Cooper Ludwig, who majors in communication arts with a concentration in 2D animation. Originating from Fairfax, VA, he is currently a senior at VCU. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Cooper.
Hello, everybody. I'm Cooper Ludwig. I go to VCU. I'm in comm arts, so I question it every day. I like 2D animation, and I like making little songs.
So right off the bat, what sort of projects have you been putting work into lately, and what have been the important parts that give you the end result?
I've been just trying to like bust out some little, you know, animated music videos for my YouTube while I'm also like doing school, you know, trying to focus on like my creative endeavors while still like managing, you know, I'm drawing so much that it's hard sometimes to like motivate myself to draw off like for my own personal projects. But yeah, as of right now, I've just been focusing on little funny little songs and animations to go with them.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely really hard to like balance creativity through art while trying to like work a job and also like continue classes during the school year. When you look at your art, if you could pick one moment or a project that got you to where you are at this point creatively, what do you think that would be?
So this is my senior year, but last year I was in this class called Experimental Claymation. By far my favorite class so far at VCU. And the teacher like kind of let me run wild with like my ideas, and like for my midterm project, I turned in this like big like claymation music video. I just remember thinking at the time, like, this is by far like the best thing I've ever done. What really has been getting me back into like working really hard at art, and like so easy to get demotivated, you know?
Yeah, especially like this kind of late into our like college story. Like we're almost there at this point. We're so close to graduating. Is there one takeaway from your art that you want to display, and what would it be, and how does that like reflect your creativity?
One takeaway that I hope like people get from my art, I guess, is that what makes art cool is like the little things. And what I'm really big on is like matching audio with like visuals. And so like in a lot of my stuff, I like to have like something on the screen that seems to be like producing the sounds like in the animation. So like I'll have little characters like actually playing the instruments you're hearing.
Thank you.
the beauty in like lining things up, lining little things up in your projects is what really makes them special.
From the beginning of meeting Cooper to now, one thing has not changed: his ability to exhibit the wow factor. In my perspective, he offers a great ability to cohesively and naturally create art no matter the setting. I met Cooper in the early spring of 2023. His band Handsome Grandson was looking for a guitarist to join their group. I was more than eager to start playing with them, and now we have almost been playing music for almost 2 whole years. I wanted to sit down with Cooper to talk about our band, to get his point of view on his experience of being in the band. You're part of a local Richmond-based band, Handsome Grandson.
Yes, right.
We are both in this band.
We've been playing for about, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, about
3 years, mostly in Richmond. Psychedelic rock with a mix of a bunch of other stuff, electronic stuff, more like shoegazy type of stuff. I think we're all just trying to have fun.
I would definitely say that. We're kind of honestly just trying to have fun. We're trying to enjoy it. Like, just enjoying it first before anything.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, of course. So what styles or like techniques do you exhibit through your songwriting, like for the songs that you have in Handsome Grandson?
I like to play the guitar with my fingers, although, you know, it's starting to bite me because my wrists hurt all the time. I like to play with these sort of like little like 4-string chords sort of in the middle of the guitar. I don't want to call it like a medieval kind of sound, but Scarborough Fair and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love
music like that and just like the melodies from that, and I like kind of putting those melodies with different kinds of approaches.
Yeah, hearing you say medieval, I've never heard you say that, but I can like totally get that now. So when you look back at the shows we've played in Handsome Grandson, do you have a favorite show that we've played at that's been like important to you, or just you always look back at and kind of just have like fond memories of?
So we've played a few shows together up to this point, and there have been a bunch of really fun ones, but I think hands down my favorite one was when we played out of the back of the Wonder Bread truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I had so much fun playing that show. It was just like we were all scrunched together in the back of the truck, and I don't know, I think it just sounded really good. It was a nice night.
I remember getting there and being like, okay, like, where are we setting up? And then they were like, oh, yeah, we have, like, a Wonder Bread truck. And we were all kind of just like, what? Like, okay. And then we, like, we figured it out. It was pretty tight. But, yeah, it was, like, really, really interesting. And, like, it was literally something out of Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Straight up, like, the stage in Guitar Hero where they're on the road. Like, that's spot on.
Definitely one of the most unique performances we've had. That was a really fun one to look back at. Also, when you're looking back at our shows, like, is there a certain band that we've played with that you're like, I've had a great time playing shows with this band, or just you really care for this band?
I love Circle the Drain. Every time we play with them, it's great. They're just like a great group of people. Loose Roots is great. Playing with them last time was super chill. Like, they're just like such nice guys. Pitchin' a Fit, a string band, they're great, and we don't usually get to play with bands like that all the time, where it's just like all acoustic instruments, and yeah, it's always just fun seeing them all up on stage together, just jamming it out.
Yeah, I think my favorite like bands that we play with are kind of ones that are more so like out of our genre, or like very different from what we sound like. It like really provides like a diversity to our shows, which I think is really cool. So if you could pick one instrument, if you could pick a piano or a guitar, what would you pick? Like Desert Island, like you gotta pick one and you gotta like describe why.
You know, I would love to say piano, but it's gonna be like really hard to lug that thing around the desert island. that's the one thing I'll say is like I've only been playing guitar like seriously for about 4 years now, but I've been playing piano for over 10. I'm much more comfortable on the piano, but nothing beats just like an instrument you can just carry with you wherever you want. Yeah, so I guess I would have to say guitar, although, you know, piano's my day one.
Guitar is a lot more like easier to carry around for sure. So when you look at your pieces of work, what would you say is the single piece of work that took the most time out of you to create from start to finish?
I don't think it's listed on my YouTube, so I don't think you can see it, but I did this animation in high school, but it was an animation. It was over 2,000 drawings.
2,000?
to preface, it's not that impressive. I did it digitally, and so like a lot of it is like, you know, some of the drawings are like reused. But I wrote the score for it too. By the end of it, I was just like mad. I don't know. I was just like, please, just like let me get this done.
Yeah, that's one thing that like ever since I've met you is that like you always express yourself through like creativity, whether it's art or music. And I've like just seen your progression of animation, and I can't even like comprehend how you have the patience and to make like a simple 5-second animation that we'll have on like the back of our live shows, and they look amazing, and I'm just like, I do not know how they took that long.
Rooted in some kind of like obsessive compulsive something.
Well, that's about all we have. Thank you so much for meeting Cooper. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks for listening to episode 3 of season 2. Bad Attitude is a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Common Talk and Podline to hear more voices on the Revoice Network. Thanks so much.